Page 121. A Stolen Boy.
John was one of thousands of Aboriginal children who grew up never knowing his mother. First, he was placed in an orphanage and told by the missionaries that he had to be white. Then they sent John to Kinchella, a boy's home on the Maclay River, hundreds of miles from his home.
John was just 10 years of age when an iron gate clanged shut behind him. That same iron gate is the object of this episode. And 30 years on, John remembered every moment vividly. They took your bag from you, everything you owned, and threw it on a fire. Then they shaved your hair, they stripped you down, they made you dress in clothes stamped with a number. They never called you by your name. They called you by your number. Kinchella was a place they treated you like animals.
John remained at Kinchella for all that was left of his childhood. And in a way, his childhood was taken from him.
All you did was work, work, work. We never went into the town. The boys' home was just a prison.
Kinchella was a place of physical and emotional maltreatment. White managers and white staff controlled the lives of Aboriginal children. Sometimes they even sexually abused them. And for the most part, the authorities turned a blind eye at Kinchella, at Cootamundra Girls' Home, at institutions for the so-called half-caste children right across the country.
Susan and I have been charting the way that legislation evolved in this dusty collection of old parliamentary papers. All these acts, Western Australia, South Australia, Queensland and so on, have a number of things in common. They decreed where Aboriginal people would live. They displaced them from their traditional lands and they drove them into missions and reserves managed by white authorities.
Copyright National Museum of Australia.